Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Menaches, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Which karbanos come along with challis? So we just learned about the Taida in the previous Mishnah. The 40 challis that come along, 10 chametz, 30 matzah, or at least non-chametz, the 30 divided between the challis, rekikin and revucha. So what else? What other carbon comes along with challis? Answer, one of the other karbanos that comes along with challis is miluyim. Remember the shivas yimeha miluyim? These are the karbanos that were brought when the Mishkan was starting, by the chinuch of the Mishkan. Aaron and his sons brought these karbanos. That's called a miluyim. And also a nazir brings along challis with his karbanos. Zak the Mishnah. Hamiluyim, the loaves of miluyim karbanos, hayabam kimatza shebetayda. They were like the three types of matzah loaves that came along with the carbon taida. I'm sure you know what they are by now. 10 chalais, urikikim, 10 like more wafer-like looking matzais, revucha. Revucha, again, was made by pouring boiling water over the dough. Then they would quickly bake it in an oven and fry it in oil. How do we know this? The Pasuk says, in regard to the miluyim, umisal hamatzis asher lefnei Hashem, lokach, chalas matzah achas, v'chalas lechem shemen achas, v'rokik echad. So chalas matzah, this refers to the chalas. Chalas lechem shemen, that's the revucha, we just explained. You pour hot water over it, you bake it, you fry it in oil, and rokik echad, that refers to the rekikin. What about the chametz? There's no chametz by the miluyim. That was only by the taida. Vayitra says the Mishnah HaNaziris, the loaves of a nazir. Remember, nazir is a person who was makabel upon himself naziris. Not allowed to drink wine. Can't cut his hair. Is not allowed to become tameh. When he's finished, he has to bring different karbanos. So HaNaziris HaYisabah Shtei Yodais B'matzah Shebetayda. The loaves of the naziris carbon came along with two parts. In other words, two-thirds of the matzah portion of a carbon taida. A carbon taida has chalais rekikim and revucha. The nazir brings chalais or rekikim, but the ain't by revucha, no revucha. The Torah says by the nazir, v'sal matzah soiles chalais belulois b'shemen, or rekike matzah is meshuchim b'shemen. Doesn't say anything about revucha. Nimsu, so it turns out, Asara kabim Yerushalmiyos, that the Naziris chalais were made of 10 Yerushalmi kavs of flour. Where do we get 10? Quick cheshbon. By the matzais of the Taida, the 30 matzais of the Taida, there was a total of 15 kavin. And we're missing a third. So 15 take off a third is 10. That's according to the Yerushalmi cheshbon. We went with kavin. According to the Midbar Cheshma, we went with Esroinois. So, Shehein, Shisha, Esroinois, V'aduyan. Much simpler than it sounds like. What did we learn in the previous Mishnah? According to the measurements they had of the Midbar, which is our Siman of Askel of Gudai, the three types of matzah that come along with the carbon taida had 3 1/3 Esroinois of flour. If you remember, we had 10 total. So, 10 divided by 3 is 3 1/3. So for the taida, it was 3 1/3 for the challah part that's not chametz, 3 1/3 for the rekikin part that's not chametz, 3 1/3 for the revucha part that's not chametz. Total 10. But by the nazir, we don't have a revucha. So it's 3 1/3 for the challah's part, 3 1/3 for the rekikin part. 2 × 3 1/3 is 6 2/3. That's Shisha Esroinis V'aduyan. Literally 6/3 and a little more, meaning another 2/3. Now we get back to the carbon taida. So with the carbon taida, we have 4 types of chalais. 1 set is chametz, 3 sets are matzah. Okay, what do I do with these loaves? Zak the Mishnah umikulam from all 4 types. Hayanoitel echad me'asara truma. The Kehanim would take 1/10 for truma. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, v'hikrav mimenu echot mikol karbon truma l'Hashem. So we learn from here, from each one, from each type, and there are 4 types, 1 chametz type, 3 non-chametz types, We separate one loaf, and that's truma. What else do we learn from this pasuk? It says, "V'hikar v'menu echad mikal carbon truma l'Hashem echad shliyitul paris." Can't take a broken loaf as truma; has to be a whole one. Echad, one whole one. It also says mikal carbon. V'hikar v'menu echad mikal carbon. That teaches us shiu kala karbonei shavin, the four types of bread that come along with the carbon taida. Each one has to be equal, same amount. 10 for each. Now the reason for that you have to have equal 10, 10, 10, and 10, is because each one needs an exact amount of truma. And you have to have it equal so that a shalo yitl mi carbon l'chaver, you shouldn't take from one carbon on the other. So the Batanur explains, let's say I have 5 of one and 15 of another kind. And I'm going to say, okay, so it's not 10 of 10, it's 15 of 5. Then what are you going to do? You're going to take one from the 5 and give it to the kayan? That means that one loaf from the 5 loaves will be truma not only for its own type, but for 5 of the 15 loaves of the other type. And truma has to come each from its own. So therefore it has to be exactly 10 from every single kind. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, the Pasuk says, L'kayin azorek es hadam, to the kayin who throws the blood of the shlamim. We really mean a toida. Toida is a type of shlamim. Loi yiyah, it belongs to him. This teaches us, when we take this truma, from the 4 different types, from the 4 groups of 10, we take one from each. So we have 4 chalis. You give them to the kohanim who are serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Vashar, what about the rest? After I took off the truma to the kohen, nechal abaylim, it's eaten by the baylim. So in our Mishnah here, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, we learned about the meluyim, the shivas yimei ha-meluyim, when Aaron HaKohen and his children were being neschanach to become kohanim. They brought along chalis similar to the taida. But not in Gansen. The Taida had 10 that were chametz. The other 30 were 3 groups of non-chametz. With the Meluyim, it was only the 3 groups of non-chametz, the Chalis, Rekikim, and the Revucha. A Nazir brings along Lachmei Nazir with his Karbanais. He also had it similar to the Karban Taida, but by him as well, no chametz. And even out of the 3 non-matzah that the Taida brings, he had only 2 of the 3, just the Chalis and the Rekikim, and not the Revucha. So how much flour does the Nazir need? Now, if we go with the Yerushalmi measures, so let's compare it to the Taida. The total for the Taida was 30 kavim. That 30, if you remember, half went for the chametz. It was only 15 for the 3 matzah kinds. So we only have the matzah kinds, so we have 15. But even out of the 3 matzah kinds, we only have 2 of the 3 for the nazir. We don't have the revucha. So 15 minus a third is 10. So we need 10 kavim Yerushalmiyas. If we go with the other cheshbon, the way they counted in the midbar, so what was the total for the Taida? 20 Yisarins. But half, again, went for the Chametz part. We don't have the Chametz part. So we had 10 for the 30 non-Chametz, for the 3 types of non-Chametz. The Chalas, Rekikin, and Revucha by the Taida. But the Nazir has only 2 out of those 3. He doesn't have the Revucha. So he only has 2/3 of the 10. How much is 2/3 of the 10? 6 and change. 6 2/3 to be exact. With the carbon tied, the 3 1/3 went to each. 10 divided by 3 is 3 1/3. Here we have 2, so 2 times 3 1/3 is 6 2/3. Then the Mishnah told us when it comes to the taida, from each group of chalais, from each group of 10, one went as truma to the kayin. That's learned from the pasuk, v'hikriv mimenu echad mikol carbon truma l'Hashem. And other things he learned from the pasuk, is it has to be a whole piece, can't give a broken loaf to the kayin, echad, one whole piece. Mikol carbon, you have to have an equal amount with all the loaves, because you can't take from one carbon to another. You're not going to have an equal amount. You're not going to have 10, 10, 10, and 10, and take one from each. Let's say you have 15 and 5. So when you take the truma from the 5, it's going to be for something else also. And you can't do from one to the other. And also the pasuk says, l'kayin azarek esadam ashlamim. L'ayyeh, that teaches us that the 4 truma loaves, one from each of the 4, goes to the kohanim who are working in the Beis HaMikdash. The rest are eaten by the baylim.